Greetings. Ah, yes, there was not a podcast on Friday. Deal with it. I was busy with stuff, things, stuff, work. You know, that whole creating value for other people and making money instead of getting welfare. We're busting out a podcast this morning. God damn it, fuck. What now? Is this important? It's not important. Busting out a podcast. My brain. Great one. Did you bring your brain to the podcast today?
Just
apparently I did not.
Of your waiting mind, there lies another time. Where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity, you feel so glad to be unable to go beyond. I have a message from another time.
I have a message. The message is that I am right, you are wrong, fuck you. That's the message. Today we're going to talk some more about dope smokers. Because apparently, doing an entire podcast where I explain to dope smokers why I don't like dope smokers is not sufficient. Dope smokers still couldn't get the message.
Oh, great one. Why do you not like dope?
It's not the dope I don't like. It's the people who smoke the dope that I don't like. But I understand. When you smoke dope, you're not very smart. So I have to explain this multiple times because you can't get it the first fucking time because you're fucking retarded. Fucking dope smokers. Anyhow, yes, got a comment over on the website about the dope smoking. We're going to deal with that. What is this? Do I need that? No. And then we got a nice little intro piece, which I think is pretty fucking hilarious. We're going to listen to this. We have a guest appearance from Jared Howe. I got this off of Jared Howe's podcast, so to speak. You know what I hate when people who podcast do? I hate when they use a clip or some music or something in their podcast, and then they don't provide a link to where you can find the clip. Now, of course, I would never do this. I probably do this on a pretty fucking regular basis. I would never do this, of course. But man, I hate it when other people do it. So I had to lift this clip out of his podcast, and you'll hear him jump in at one point with some commentary. Great one. What does this have to do with dope smokers? It does. Trust me.
How free are you? How free am I?
How free am I?
I'd be a lot freer if people like you were put in prison.
Whoa!
As retaliation for the collective crime of racism, anti-Semitism, misogyny, and homophobia.
Yes, my friends, it's a homosexual Jew. But wait, it gets better.
All you fucking God botherers are war criminals!
Wait, God, I kept listening to this. What is he saying? Did he say God botherers? Like bothering God? Or is he saying followers? Because the audio here is not exactly prime.
And liars! And charlatans! Atheism forever!
Atheism forever! Okay. The left wing, homosexual, atheist Jew. And look, guys, great one. Aren't you an atheist? Well, I'm an atheist in the sense that I don't think there's an invisible man up in the sky, yes. But, oh, good God, women, girls, chicks, hold on, I have to read this. God, I got hit by a truck. Hold on, this girl got hit by a truck. I have to fucking, come on, technology. Let's see, oh. Oh my God, okay, she's maybe not got hit by a truck. A woman might actually come through. What was I ranting about? Oh, atheism. Look, I don't think that there's an invisible man who lives up in the sky, and if you talk to the invisible man, he listens and he cares about you and all this other stuff. Okay, and we're done. I mean, when is the last time on this podcast that I've talked about atheism? Right? There's just not thinking there's a God in the sky. And then there's these people who atheism, it's their whole existence. And it moves from simply, okay, it's like I don't believe there's an invisible man in the sky. Just like I don't believe there is a raccoon in my closet right now. Because I have some evidence. Right? I can't prove there's not a raccoon in my closet right now because the closet's in the other room and the door is closed. There could be a raccoon in there. Logic, reasoning, past experience, common sense indicates to me that there is probably not a raccoon in my closet. Okay? Same thing with God. Now, this is where people say, well, but you have to define God. Yes, I fucking agree with that. I've taken philosophy classes, and we'll talk about that in the future, because Aaron Clary asked a good question of me on the Twitter, like, what, I'm paraphrasing, but, like, what the point is of all this fuckery of philosophy about talking about whether we exist or not? And these are good questions, and I'm going to address that, because this podcast started off as a philosophy podcast. It still is, in a sense. Okay, yes, we have to, what do you mean by God? Could there be a cosmic intelligence or some shit like that? There could, but here's what I can tell you, it probably is not true. For the same reason I can assert there probably is not a raccoon in my closet. The biblical God, God as illustrated, outlined, and presented in the Bible, or the Torah, or the, what is it that Muslims, the Quran, or the, what's the Book of the Mormons? It's the Book of the Mormons, isn't it? No, it has a name. I have a copy of it. The Book of the Mormons. No. What the fuck is it called? Anyhow, the God, as laid out and detailed and illustrated in those books, probably doesn't exist. Okay? But these people who, I'm an atheist, and this becomes their, they take simply not saying, okay, there's probably not a raccoon in my closet. They take that and they turn that into their entire life, right? They turn that into the central feature of their ideology. They turn that into the crux of everything that flows from that moment. Right? There is no God, therefore trannies are not mentally ill. You know, there is no God, therefore men should have sex with 8-year-old boys. You know, there is no God, therefore we should raise taxes on rich people and have more welfare benefits. You know, there is no God, therefore we should bomb Syria regardless of who the president is, because bombing Syria is always a good thing because we care so much about tolerance and diversity and what are they called this week? Peoples of color. That's why we should bomb them, because there's no God, right? When you take atheism and it becomes the center of your fucking life, you're not an atheist, you're a fucking loser.
Is this a Deathian tryout?
This is real! I'm throwing back everything, you dirty Goyim, have thrown back at us!
Goyim! Wait, okay, Goyim, you dirty Goyim. Now, since starting to listen to Christopher Cantwell and Jared Howe, I've been having to learn all these new words and these new phrases. And a while back, I said that I think I might be a white nationalist, because now we're white nationalist. This is a term that's used in those circles. And then there are some more explanations about what white nationalism is. So now maybe I think I'm not a white nationalist. I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure out what these words are. We've got these words like pause, which I'm not sure what the fuck that is. I tried Googling it, and pause is apparently slang for someone who is HIV positive, because, you know, HIV, the first virus that has its own rights. And then we've got NOG, which is apparently a derogatory term for black people, so we don't have to call them Googles, we can call them NOGs. And then we've got GOY, So goy apparently is a Jewish term. I looked this up. It's on the internet. It must be true. Hold on. I got to bring this up. Looked up. Goy. Goy. Modern usage. In modern Hebrew and Yiddish, the word goy is a standard term for a Gentile. In English, the use of the word goy can be controversial. It is sometimes used pejoratively to refer to a non-Jew, but may be seen as no more insulting than the term Gentile. And then, of course, the plural of goy is goyim. So the left-wing statist, atheist, homosexual Jew, who I'm sure believes in tolerance and diversity, is calling the white people around him, and we'll have this debate later on, and by debate, I mean I will tell you how it is, and if you disagree with me, you're wrong. We'll have this debate later on. If we are defining, and I am defining white people as people of European descent, no, Jews are not white people. Jews are not European. Jews are not white. So the Jew, the atheist homosexual Jew, is calling the white people around him goyim, which is kind of like me calling black people niggers or brown people spicks. Well, but I don't mean it offensively. Oh, but hold on. You don't get to remember. It's other people who get to. It's like on Facebook. Other people get to decide what is offensive and put you in Facebook jail. You don't get to decide that. Oh, wait, I forgot. I'm white. I can't be offended. I have to take any slur, any insult, any slings and arrows that are hurled in my direction. I have to suck it up. And you know why I have to do that? Let's be honest. It's because I'm superior. The rest of you, the Nogs, the Mud People, the Jews, you can't be held to my standard. That's why we're not. Right now, you're anti-Semitic. Of course I am, because Jews can insult me, but I can't insult Jews, right? Because Jews cannot be held to the same standard that I am held to, because Jews are inferior to me.
Hitler was a Christian! He killed Jews because his fucking God, because his non-existent God told him to!
Hitler was a Christian. Hitler was also a fucking vegetarian and an anti-smoking Nazi.
Hitler was a practicing Catholic! How I even found on the internet a picture of a Nazi...
He found it on the internet! I found on it! Okay! I found it on the internet! Okay, look. Have you ever? See, I almost. This is why I want to know where this came from, because this is too funny to be real. Hey, have you ever been in a debate with someone, and well, not a debate, a screaming match at a bunch of total strangers, probably on a college campus? I think this is on a college campus. We'll hear some more later on. Or somewhere. Anyway, have you ever been just in a public place screaming at other people about how you would be more free if they were in cages? And you scream, I found a picture on the internet. I mean, this is now evidence. He found a picture on the internet. That's evidence. Why, it's proof. I guarantee you there is a raccoon in my closet right now. Because I found a picture on the internet.
Swastika. It was made by the Nazis and it had a cross on it. It said, God is with us in German.
Okay, so he found a picture on the internet of a swastika with a cross and said, God is with us. This is what happens when you're completely fucking ignorant of history. This is what happens when you're fucking stupid. Okay? Every war that has ever been waged in the history of the human species, the people waging that war, the governments, who initiated the war, who were perpetuating the war, who were conscripting normal people who wanted to just live their fucking lives and be happy, but oh, we can't fucking have that because you statists can't figure out how to build a fucking road without governments. Every government, when going to war, has made the claim that whatever god there is, or gods or goddesses, are on their side. No government has ever said, we are going to war with another nation state, and God is against us. Everybody says God is on their side, because just like animals, and just like unborn children, God or goddess or goddesses or gods and goddesses cannot speak for themselves. Right? When Hannibal invaded Rome, the gods were on Hannibal's side and the gods were on Rome's side. The gods are always on the side of every fucking nation state that goes to war. The gods apparently are only not on the side of the Jews, because God didn't give a shit when 6 million Jews got baked. And I don't mean on dope.
Yeah, so don't give me that whole crap about Nazi. You know what? Atheism is apolitical. Stalin was an atheist, but you know who else was an atheist? Ayn Rand.
There it is. The atheism is apolitical. Stalin was an atheist. Now, Hitler was a Christian. He killed 6 million Jews. I was trying to remember million or billion. Million. Stalin was an atheist, and he starved and murdered way more people. But see, it's okay. Because see, Hitler was a Christian. Now, Mother Teresa was a Christian also. So we will conveniently, so atheism is non-political because Stalin was an atheist and Ayn Rand was an atheist. But we can't say that Christianity is non-political because Hitler was a Christian and Mother Teresa was a Christian. See, we're not going to talk about any of the good people who are Christians.
So atheism has got nothing to do with politics, but only about the...
Atheism has nothing to do with politics. Okay. This is why atheists are constantly trying to shove their fucking laws in other people's faces. And the bizarre atheist, not normal atheist. I talked about this. This was years ago, but it's a perfect illustration. There's a bunch of fucking atheists. This is somewhere, is it Florida? Somewhere where there's a coast. As in the ocean meets the land. And there was a cross that was underwater. I don't know why some people put it there. I don't fucking know. But the point is, there's a bunch of atheists who were trying to get the government to remove the cross that was underwater because they were offended by it. Now, when you're trying to get the government to do something using other people's money in order to make you feel better because you can't manage your own fucking emotions, that is political, you dumb fucking left-wing statist, fucking hippie, goddamn fucking atheist, Jew, homosexual.
Fact. And the fact is, you look up in the sky, and you know what you see? Sky, clouds, and the sun. Fly up in a plane over the clouds, you see more sky, more clouds, more sun.
Dude. That's because God is invisible, and he's not up in the sky. He's with Jesus in your heart.
Ow, and I really don't fucking appreciate your medication claim. It's because of you, you people also got effective drugs banned. It's because of you, people there that just say no crap. Medicinal marijuana works.
There it is! Marijuana. So, we're up to Jew, homosexual, left-wing statist, atheist, dope smoker. Yes, you see, medicinal marijuana works. If only everybody smoked marijuana, we wouldn't need it. We could cure cancer, leukemia. Why, medicinal marijuana works. Oh, shut the fuck up. Can you dope smokers ever just shut the fuck up and smoke your goddamn dope instead of standing in public places and screaming about atheism and Hitler and how everybody else needs to be? And there we go. See, I would have more freedom if all of you were in a cage. Yes, you fucking dope smokers, you're so interested in freedom. This is when all these fucking dope smokers come out and they try to pretend that they are libertarians, that they care about freedom and all this other shit. No, you only care about smoking dope. All right? You only care about smoking dope. Personal anecdote. I've told this story before. Here's the short version again. My friend Alice, she was all into fucking, you know, resisting the cops and freedom of speech and rights and all this other shit while she was trying to get marijuana legalized. And the minute marijuana became legalized in Colorado, she instantly couldn't give a flying shit about politics anymore. All she did not care about the First Amendment. She didn't care about cops searching people's cars and homes illegally. She didn't care about any of this shit. All she cared about was being able to smoke her fucking dope. And all of you fucking dope heads out there who pretend that you're libertarians or that you're, God forbid, anarchists, shut the fuck up and get away from me. You know, that pretend that you care about freedom and all. No, you don't. You only care about smoking dope. That is your only goddamn focus in life. Everything in your fucking worthless little fucking dope smoking life comes back to smoking the fucking dope because you're a piece of shit.
Psychedelics work. Look up the research. It was suppressed because of that Quaker bastard Nixon and his paranoia.
The Quaker bastard. And now, you goddamn Quaker bastards, you.
Well, I can see we're having a wonderful conversation.
No. I tried debating with you people, but you'll say, oh, God did it, and he's this magical man. He doesn't fucking exist. He's about as real. He's even less real than Mickey fucking Mouse. And frankly, the Disney company is responsible for a lot less death and destruction in this world than organized religion.
But you know who's responsible for more death and destruction than organized religion? Organized government.
Are you capable of two-way conversation?
Only with rational people.
Only with rational. See, you're not rational because you're not a homosexual, atheist, dope-smoking Jew like I am. You're a bunch of fucking goyim.
You're not a rational people. You're going around spreading lies about atheists while I'm just trying to correct them with the truth, and I have to raise my voice.
Spreading lies about atheists. Okay, once again, is there anyone, like, talking about atheist? If you went onto the interwebs right now and looked at the mainstream media or look at the tabloid sites like the New York Post or the, what is it, Daily Mail, or even you go look at the right-wing wacko sites, you'll see people ripping on blacks, see people ripping on Muslims, you'll see people ripping on Christians, you'll see people ripping on Donald Trump supporters. Is there any substantial number of people that actually give a flying fuck about atheist as a group? Anyone?
In order to be heard by choruses, you know where I come from? You people ruin the South! I'm from the South. You people are the reason the South is a shithole!
Yes. You people are the reason the South is a shithole. You fucking goyim Christians. You're the reason the South is a shithole. Could have nothing to do, of course, with the massive destruction done by the armies in the War of Northern Aggression when you came down and burned our cities. Has nothing to do with the taxation that people in the South have to pay into the federal government to redistribute to poor people so that inferior people can continue to breed. No, no, no. See, it's you goyim Christians. Well, and you Quakers, and you bastard Quakers. You goyim Christians, and you bastard Quakers. You're the reasons the South is a shithole. Unlike, say, for example, the paradise of Africa, where people shill shit in the streets. Or the paradise of India, where people shit in the rivers and drink from the same water. Yes, you goyim Christians. And this is why people look at atheists, and this is their impression of what an atheist is, and I don't, you know, when somebody looks at it, when people think of atheism, and immediately have negative impressions. I completely understand why you do.
You people have turned the South into a shithole. You people are responsible for slavery.
What?
You people are responsible for slavery. No, the federal government is responsible for slavery, and Yankees are responsible for slavery. And humans are responsible for slavery. Black people in Africa are responsible for slavery. Let's recap this very briefly one more time for all the people who think that slavery was invented in the Confederacy. Slavery has existed throughout the history of the entire human species all over the planet Earth. The vast majority of the black slaves brought to the United States, the white men didn't sail over to Africa, tromp in land, and then capture these people. Had they done that, they would have been killed in a heartbeat, because the black people, contrary to what even people such as myself say, are not completely fucking stupid, okay? If you remember, the Zulus beat the living shit out of the British Army more than once. Okay, if you tromp over to Africa with the many guys that you can put on a little sailing ship, and you go tromping in there, and you think you're going to round up a bunch of fucking Africans who have lived there for all these years. They hunt lions. They don't hunt lions. They hunt animals. They've defended themselves from lions. They're not exactly fucking pushovers. Just because they don't have guns, okay? They're not stupid. They have sharp objects. They know tactics. They're not dumb, okay? Most of the black people brought to the United States as slaves were bought from other black people. And all the merchants who brought them to the United States were based in Yankee land. All the slave ships landed, they made dock up in Yankee land. And they were sold to Southerners by Yankees under a government in which slavery was legal. Okay, so slavery is not the fault of fucking white goyim fucking Christians from the South and bastard Quakers.
Are you afraid? Are
they reasonable? Because I'm trying to stop you from killing any more Jews and any more queers!
I'm trying to stop you from killing any more Jews or any more queers. Now, dropping bombs on Syria, shooting Tomahawk missiles at Syria is what I think the Trump and Fuhrer did. So that's totally cool. Killing brown people at weddings with missiles launched from flying robots, absolutely fine, not a problem. But we can't kill any fucking queers, and we sure as hell can't kill any goddamn Jews, can we?
Okay, it's you people who are responsible for the suppression of homosexuality. You people,
yes. You non-dope smokers are responsible for suppressing my homosexuality.
People are responsible for Proposition Hate. You people are responsible for DOMA. You people are responsible for everything.
Everything.
All of the attacks on gay people.
All of the attacks.
The ones
that you Christian goyim, you're basically responsible for everything. Nobody else has any agency in their life whatsoever. It's only you Christian goyim who are responsible for all of these things.
The Muslims are not responsible for. You are the two.
Wait, hold on.
All
get
religions
back up.
Are bad, but you two are the worst thing for all of the attacks on gay people.
Okay, hold on. I got to back up because you have to hear all of that. You have to hear all of that in order. Here we go.
Are responsible for DOMA. You people are responsible for everything. For all of the attacks on gay people. At least the ones that the Muslims are not responsible for.
Finally, some acknowledgement that Muslims are not into tolerance and diverse. Muslims might not like homosexuals, but we still need to bring them over here. Yeah, but of course, now you're not, I'm sure that this homosexual, atheist, dope-smoking Jew is all about open borders. But you see, you white goyim, you're responsible for all the violence against homosexuals.
You are the two! All religions are bad, but you two are the worst!
All religions are bad, but see, yours is the worst.
You have no redeeming factors whatsoever! Oh. And the only reason because we allow you to live is because we don't...
The only reason we allow you to live. Now, once again, so this is an atheist, homosexual, dope-smoking Jew saying the only reason we allow you to live, and I cut him off before he finished, But we'll back up and listen to the whole thing in context. Once again, all we have to do, as always, what if I said to black people, the only reason we allow you to live is because we need someone to clean our toilets? I mean, I would be banned. I would be hate speeched. It would be racist. What if I said to women, the only reason we allow you women to live is so that you can go in the kitchen and make pies? But see, when an atheist, homosexual, Jew, dope smoker screams about the only reason we, who the fuck is we? The Jews? The only reason we allow you to live.
All religions are bad, but you two are the worst! You have no redeeming factors whatsoever, and the only reason because we allow you to live is because we don't stoop to your level!
That's my response to him. See, we're so much better than you. That's why we allow you to live, is because we're so much better than you are. Oh, aren't you though?
Well, so much.
Come on, it's fun. So if much you're
for,
gay.
So much for democracy, huh?
Democracy is mob rule!
Hey, here's something we agree on. Democracy is mob rule. See, look, even an atheist, homosexual, dope-smoking Jew is not always wrong. Democracy is mob rule.
Democracy is nothing but mob rule! Democracy is what gave us Proposition 8! Democracy is what took away a man's right to marry another man and a woman's right to marry another woman!
Oh, rights! You have a right to marry another man or a right to marry. We all know, if you've been around here long enough, you know the Great One despises the word rights because no one can fucking define right. And yes, I know, we can go on the internet and we can type it and it'll give us a definition, and they're all bullshit. There is no such thing as a right. The only rights you have are the ones you can defend. Right? Someone comes in this fucking house right now and shoots me in the head and I can't shoot them first, I don't have a fucking right to anything. I'm dead.
So don't give me that crap about democracy! And anyway, this country is a representative republic!
Well,
it is a representative republic. Once again, the even left-wing statist, homosexual, dope-smoking, atheist Jews are occasionally right about something.
I offer to the audience here Exhibit A for the rationality of your point of view.
Yeah, all you Goyim are alike. I see that smarmy smile and that calm attitude.
What's that?
All you Goyim are alike.
Thanks, Jared. That was Jared. All you Goyim. Once again, all you black people are alike. All you women are alike. All you homosexuals are alike. See, notice how all of those are racist, sexist, homophobic, hate speech. You know, I'm going to be banned. People are going to be trying to kill me and send me death threats. But when you say all you Goyim are alike, see, that's okay. That's enlightenment. That's tolerance. That's diversity. And when people come to me and say, "Great One, there is no hatred for white people. White people rule the world. White..." No, there is. This is exactly what we're talking about.
A smiling cobra.
You're shooting yourself with the pussy.
And you got nothing to back me up. You know I'm right. I'm right and you know it. This whole thing is a lie. It wasn't just Darwin who proved it. It's everybody who did that.
Oh, now we're invoking Darwin. Yes, let's get some natural selection in here. Yeah. Oh, please, please, could we get some natural selection in here? I mean, those homosexuals can't reproduce unless they molest children. That's the only way you get more homosexuals, is by abusing children, destroying their psyches. Let's get some fucking Darwin in here, shall we? Let's get rid of the welfare. Let's get some fucking Darwin.
I'll work after that.
I'd be glad to debate you, but I don't...
The debate is over!
You're afraid of it. You're afraid.
I am afraid of getting queer-bashed or called a kike or a faggot by some... by some bad-wielding breeder thug!
By some something-something breeder... I can't understand that part. I listened to that a couple of times, too. But, and for those of you who don't know, breeder is a derogatory... Once again, derogatory term... See, it's okay for homosexuals to call straight people breeders. Breeder is a derogatory term homosexuals use for people who have children. I myself have referred to breeders as breeders and done so derogatorily in the past. Back when, once again, long story short, the great ones' views have evolved. I used to look at people who had children and look at them and the breeders and they're nasty and disgusting and ew, they're breeders, yucky. Okay, I've fucking grown up and moved on. Homosexuals, I have news for you. Without breeders, there will not be any young children for you to molest. You need breeders because you can't make any children because you're fucking other men in the asshole. But once again, so you breeders. Now, what if I came out and said, you women, or you black people, or you homosexuals? You breeders are the fucking problem. I'm going to back up a little bit so we can get this in some context because I already forgot where this was going.
I'd be glad to debate you, but I don't...
It's a debate!
I think
it's
afraid.
Over!
You're afraid of it. You're afraid.
I am afraid of getting queer bashed or called a kike or a faggot by some... by some bat-wielding breeder thug!
But he's not afraid of getting queer bashed by Muslims. That's why we need to bring more Muslims over, right? Because open borders, tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, the more Muslims we have over here, the better everything is going to be. But he's really afraid that some breeders, they're going to queer bash him. Or, oh my God, they might call him a kike. He's afraid of being called a kike. That's how fucking unable this homosexual, atheist, dope-smoking Jew is. He cannot manage his own emotions to the point that he is afraid of being called a kike.
No, but his ideology supports violence.
Oh, his ideology supports violence.
Well, then what? Then you don't need Christianity to be nice to people.
Well, in that case, are you okay?
I am perfectly fine, but I am tired of tolerance of intolerance. No tolerance of intolerance.
No tolerance of intolerance. And intolerance is anything I disagree with.
He's intolerant of...
You don't see it on the screen because you guys are audio only, but he's just threw up the communist fist. There's like 10 black dudes standing around him. I think he's trying to start a riot, but they're all laughing at him.
Right, because I can imagine the black guys are probably like, dude, this motherfucking kike is insane.
I'm atheist! I don't tolerate lies, and neither should you! This is a place of learning, not superstition!
And that's why I think this must be on a college campus. This is a place of learning, which is, of course, what the stupid people think college campuses are.
Tolerance means putting up with things you don't like just for the sake of being civil!
Wait. Tolerance means putting up with things you don't like just for the sake of being civil. I don't like it when you have opinions different than mine, therefore they must be banned.
Yeah, and they take advantage of it, and they take our rights! I'm from the South, and I'm also Jewish, so I know these people. I grew up around these people.
These people.
They have no redeeming values whatsoever!
No redeeming value whatsoever. We're surely not talking about Jews or Muslims or black people here, right? We obviously, he knows these people and they have no redeeming value whatsoever. We can only be talking about bastard Quakers and goyim Christians.
I know, and I'm bisexual. They
tell me
that I'm not a person.
And I'm throwing back at them everything that they have thrown back at them. If it was not for their homophobia, if it was not for their anti-Semitism.
So, I mean, by homophobia, we mean if they were not opposed to us having sex with their children, and if they would make cakes for our weddings when we demand it, and if they would give us the special treatment we desire because we're equal, but we have to be treated specially, and all this other horseshit.
It was not for the fact that they used the law to enshrine bigotry into the United States Constitution, and every chance they get, and call it freedom and liberty for you God-bothering superstitious motherfuckers!
But this doesn't help.
Dude! I think this guy needs some medicinal marijuana.
It helps me a lot!
I know.
It helps me a lot! They are the people who bully me in school! stop going by what the Bible says! An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth!
So now the atheist Jew is quoting the Bible.
What's going on? I'm sick and tired of Christians being tolerated.
I'm sick and tired of Christians' intolerance. Now, there, again, no problem with Muslim intolerance. Muslim intolerance, we should throw the doors open and welcome that shit. But Christian intolerance, you know, atheist intolerance, left-wing statist intolerance, those are, homosexual intolerance, totally fucking okay. But we can't have any more of this Christian intolerance.
Yeah, you need to do something about the Christians on here. I don't feel comfortable with that.
We need to do something about the Christians. I don't feel comfortable with them. And he said, was it, we did do something with the Christians on here? I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But you see, once again, guys, when I fucking say to you over and over and over, I should face the microphone when I'm talking. When I say to you over and over, Aaron Clary, brilliant man that he is, always says that leftism is based ultimately upon one thing, their laziness. And I'm not, I don't. What he says is true, but I fine-tune it a little bit more. It's not it's laziness, yes, but the ultimate laziness of the leftist isn't... I need to back this. I'm going to back this audio up. The ultimate laziness of the leftist isn't the laziness of doing work to earn their own way through life by creating value for other people. The absolute ultimate laziness of the leftist that everything can be traced back to is their laziness when it comes to managing their own emotions. These people are so fucking lazy that they cannot even manage their own emotions.
What's going on? I'm sick and tired of Christians being tolerated.
He's sick and tired of Christians being tolerated. Okay, so tolerance is allowing, according to him, what did he say, is allowing things you disagree with for civility? But he's saying, I'm sick and tired of Christians being tolerated. You mean the kind of way Hitler was sick and tired of Jews being tolerated?
Yeah, you need to do something about the Christians on here. I don't feel comfortable with that.
We need to do something about the Christians on here. I don't know what on here. I don't know the context. He doesn't feel comfortable. Now, see, all of this ultimately comes down to he just doesn't feel comfortable. It all comes down to his feelings. All of you fucking Christian goyim, you have ruined the South because you hate homosexuals. And he just doesn't feel comfortable.
No, I will not. I need to go home. Okay, I'm pressing for time. I'm not going to cause a fight. I'm not going to cause a violence. This is a free speech zone, and I'm exercising my right to free speech by telling them the truth about Christianity and all organized...
But if you exercise your right to free speech, well, that's a hate crime.
Religion!
He's doing the same, but he's not yelling.
He's literally having a standing there with a sign. You're screaming at him. Ranting and raving. If you want...
And maybe if you did some screaming and ranting and raving, maybe we'd have equality by now.
Oh, equality. Because God knows, homosexuals don't have enough special privileges as it is.
Stonewall was a fucking riot! It was a riot because those goyish and police!
You know why he's silent? You know why he's calm?
Because they have a fetish for
because
persecution! You know what? I'm not gonna persecute you! Because that's what you want!
Because he doesn't want to put you down!
Christians are responsible for slavery!
Sir, you gotta keep your voice down. People are working around here.
So there's other people here. They're around you who are creating value for other humans. They're actually earning their way through life by creating value, and they would like to do their jobs. And maybe if you could just be a little more tolerant of people who are creating value and who are not left-wing statist, dope-smoking, atheist, Jew, welfare recipients who are obsessed with other people managing your emotions. Maybe you could shut the fuck up. Tone your voice down a little bit so that the people who are actually contributing to the GDP, creating value for other humans, you know, the normal people who are not parasites, they'd like to live their life without listening to your intolerant screeching about how the Christian goyim have to be removed.
You can't yell. You can
fine. Christians are responsible for slavery.
Christians are responsible for slavery because there's never been slavery in any non-Christian country. Slavery never existed until Christianity existed.
Christians are also responsible for bringing Arabic members and vast amounts of knowledge.
Yeah, which Muslims...
Wait. Whoa. Hold on. Weren't the fucking Jews slaves in Egypt, and then Moses led them out? Now, I'm not up on my biblical history, but wasn't that before Jesus? I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that was before Jesus. How are Christians... So that means the Jews were never slaves in Egypt. So that whole thing is a lie.
Invented.
Right.
Yeah, Christians stole it. Like they stole the Torah and they deterred
your voice. You Christians stole the Torah. Right.
I am. Well, then you're violating my free speech rights. The Constitution says nothing about...
You're violating my free speech rights by telling me to tone it down so that the people around me creating value for other people can do their fucking jobs while I sit here getting my welfare recipient bonuses for being a homosexual Jew atheist dope smoker. And he's probably on medical marijuana, which of course is subsidized.
Tone of voice.
You're bothering people working around here.
Okay. Well, I don't know what work is.
Okay, they're in their offices.
Who paid it?
No, he did not call. They called and said that someone was being too loud out here. You're the only one yelling.
Well, can I report them just being...
You're the only one yelling. It can't be me.
Complacent? No. What is wrong with you?
Can I... Wait, hold on. I gotta go.
Okay, they're in their offices.
Who paid it?
No, he did not call. They called and said that someone was being too loud out here. You're the only one yelling out.
Well, can I report them just being complacent? No. What is wrong with you?
Can I report them just being complacent? How much medical marijuana did you smoke before you started fucking yelling in a public place?
We're engaging with you.
Well, because good. Because you're rational people,
you
and he's
hug,
not.
Right?
What?
You want a hug?
No, I'm too sweaty.
Well, we're not trying to you.
Press your engagement. We just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I am really agitated, and I want all of you to get agitated because it is.
Because that'll really help. If we all stand in public and scream, see, that's going to make the world a better place. Turning off the welfare benefits, not going to help. No longer kissing Israel's ass in foreign policy, that's not going to help anything. Reducing taxation will not help anything. No. What's going to help? What's going to make the world a better place is if we all stand in public places and scream really loud about the goyims and the Christians and the intolerance and disturb people who are doing their jobs. That's what's going to help.
Christianity. It is Christianity that has done everything that is bad in this country.
Everything. Christianity has done everything bad in this country.
Every civil right that has been denied to minorities. No, I am not. I was just jogging.
You fucking Christians. You've done everything bad in this country. You fucking filthy Christian goyims. How dare you?
Agitated because...
All right, I gotta jump back. Listen to... This is getting... Just listen to this.
It is Christianity. It is Christianity that has done everything that is bad in this country. Every civil right that has been denied to minorities. No, I am not. I was just jogging here, and I'm going to pick a different route next time if I'm going to be bothered by these superstitious morons and their bullshit.
I was just jogging, and I don't know what happened that he had to stop jogging and start yelling. But once again, this is the emptiness of the life of the left-wing statist, dope smoking, atheist, Jew, homosexual. This is the emptiness. He's out jogging. He had to stop jogging in order to start screaming about Christian Goyim. I go jogging all the fucking time, and I've never needed to stop somewhere and start screaming about politics in a public place. Because when I'm not doing this podcast, I have a thing called a life, and I'm enjoying it. And it's fun. I'm actually enjoying this too, because I mean, what could be more fun than making... I'm not even going to get to the fucking comment. I may have to go over, or I may just have to do the dope smoking comment in another episode. I had no idea this was going to take this long. You leftist, you really just desperately need to get a fucking life.
Out of here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're gonna let this happen, do not say I didn't warn you. Remember, the Weimar Republic was frickin' gay heaven, and look what came after it.
The Weimar Republic was gay heaven, and look what came after it. Is there any political conversation in the current year, 2018, year of our Lord and Savior, Trump and Fuhrer, that a leftist has that doesn't come back to Hitler? Can you have any conversation at all? Any conversation that does not come back to Hitler? It's like, well, you know, I need to stop off at the grocery store and get some vegetables on the way back. Well, Adolf Hitler, he once killed some Jews for eating vegetables. Is there anything? Can you guys have any fucking conversation that doesn't come back to Hitler?
Hitler!
Hitler! Hitler! Literally, Hitler!
Don't threaten me. I'll find dirt on you too.
Don't threaten me. Now, I can talk about how all of you should be in cages. I can talk about how all Christians should be removed. But don't you threaten me. Oh, God, no. I'm a homosexual, dope-smoking, atheist Jew. Don't you dare threaten me.